crystal ice. Looks like a warm snap, I said. She was without a sense of humor that night. It took an effort to overlook my remark. She led me to a carpet. It had a crystal dome covering the forward seats. That was a feature recently added to Limper's craft. The lady used some small magic to melt the ice off. "Make sure it's sealed tightly," she told me. "Looks good to me." We lifted off. Suddenly, I was on my back. The nose of the fish pointed at unseen stars. We climbed at a dreadful rate. I expected momentarily to be so high I could not breathe. We got that high. And higher. We broke through the clouds, and I understood the significance of the dome. It kept in breathable air, meaning the wind whales could no longer climb higher than the Taken. Always chipping away, the lady and her gang. But what the hell was this all about? There. A sigh of disappointment, a confirmation that a shadow darkened hope. She pointed. I saw it. I knew it, for I had seen it before, in the days of the long retreat that ended in the battle before the tower. The great comet. Small, but no denying its unique silver scimitar shape. It can't be. It isn't due for 20 years. Celestial bodies don't change their cycles. They don't. That's axiomatic. So maybe the axiom makers are wrong. She tilted the carpet down. Note it in your writings, but don't mention it otherwise. Our peoples are troubled enough. Right. That comet has a hold on men's minds. Back down into the yuck of a Barrowland night. We came in over the Great Barrow itself. Only 40 feet up. The damned river was close. The ghosts were dancing in the rain. I sloshed into the barracks in a numb state, checked the calendar. 12 days to go. The old bastard was probably out there laughing it up with his favorite hound, Toad Killer Dog. Chapter 52. No surprise. Something that lies down in that mind below the mind would not let me be. I tossed and turned, wakened, fell asleep, and finally, in the wee hours, it surfaced. I got up and shuffled through papers. I found that piece that made the lady gasp once, plowed through that interminable guest list till I found a Lord Senjak and his daughters Ardath, Credence, and Sileth. The youngest, one Dorothea, the scribbler noted, could not attend. "Ha!" I crowed. "The search narrows." There was no more information, but that was a triumph. Assuming the lady was indeed a twin, and Dorothea was the youngest, and Ardath dead, the odds were now 50-50. A woman named Sileth, or a woman named Credence. Credence. That is how it translated. I was so excited I got no more sleep. Even that damned off-schedule comet fled my thoughts. But excitement perished between the grinding stones of time. Nothing came from those taken tracing Bowman's wife and papers. I suggested the lady go to the source himself. She was not prepared for the risk. Not yet. Our old and stupid friend Tracker produced another gem 4 days after I eliminated